This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
An unbelievable performance from Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Greek freak, as Milwaukee wins a championship. First time in 50 years since 1971. You might have heard that. It is Bart and Hahn on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus, presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. Chris Carlin in for Allen today. And that is one of the all-time great performances in a closeout game. Yeah. We can talk about NBA Finals performances. We can talk about the entire series. In a game that is always the most difficult to win, Giannis Antetokounmpo stamped himself in NBA history last night with a very few, two or three other players that have been able to do something exceptionally special on that level with 50 points to win a game where he got it done on basically, and I'm not taking anything away from the team, he took over the game and got it done.
And he wouldn't be denied, right? He wouldn't be denied. Like, how often do we sit here and we talk about, hey, this team didn't have the killer instinct, and, you know, the hardest thing to do is close out an opponent when their back's against the wall. And remember what was said by DeAndre Ayton, now the pressure's on us. You know, we got to come out. We're the desperate team. Nah, Giannis was the desperate player because he wanted to cement his legacy. He wasn't waiting seven games to do it. He said, you know what, get on my back, move out the way, I got you. I'm going to carry us through the finish line. And it was his youth and exuberance. The fact that he's able to play at that high level of energy, right? It's one thing to come down and you see guys, like, come out. And we see it. We always make fun of Nemo, right? Like, how much effort he plays with. Like, usually that guy that plays with effort, like, this dude has the same energy level as Dennis Rodman, right? Remember Dennis Rodman tipping the ball to himself, diving out, running the court, like, getting his ball stolen from him, go back, block the guy, then run down, get the – like, this dude, like, I don't know if he, like, John Randall or something, like, he got some type of, like, you know, imbalance where, like, he got souped up energy or something. Like, his body produces an extra you know, I forgot what it is, adrenaline or whatever.
Enzyme or something, adrenaline,
but this
whatever.
Dude, the level in which this dude plays at, it seems like everybody else is running out of gas, and this dude's just getting started, man.
I think it's being 26, but I think it's just being one of the hardest workers around
and
being
Booker's
incredibly athletic.
Devin Booker is 26, and he ain't out there trying to get at. Like, he almost lapped. When he got that big one, when I said he went up there, said hi to Bezos and came down and got the oop, he lapped P.J. Tucker. Like, he was on the other side of the court. P.J. Tucker, who, man, he almost got delivered a body. If they wouldn't have won, man, P.J. Tucker getting crossed over by Devin Booker doing the split thing, going down a namaste child pose, like, would have been the biggest meme going on, man. But you got to tip your cap to Giannis, man, because he's taking a lot of slack about his skill set, lack of skill set. What he is, the best at what he does. And when you're the best at what you do, yeah, you can evolve your game a little bit.
All right, but where is he in the league now? Does this now put Giannis as the best player in the league? Because there are some people who were actually saying that this morning. I don't believe it's true.
He's still out of the top
Giannis,
five.
Top five or top – I would it go put, top three.
I mean, I know last year we said that, you know, well, the rankings came out. They said LeBron was one and Anthony Davis was two. Well, I think
–
Right. Well, that's because they were prisoners of the moment. LeBron's still number one. Right?
Right.
And I think that is still...
Durant?
Okay, yeah, but what I'm saying is it's one of those two, right?
Right.
And I think you still can put Kawhi up there. I think he may sit right at five, right? I think you go... I still got to have respect for AD, too, because he's a champion as well. And he's a bit of a unicorn, what he's able to do, because he has something. He can dominate it in the low post, much like Giannis can, but he also can shoot the three-pointer. He can shoot free throws better, and he's a guy that can spot up that way. And they both – so you don't lose your spot if you still got a chip and somebody tie you. So I would say – I would put him right at, like, five. You know, I think he passed, like, guys, like, right now, James Harden. I think he passed James Harden maybe a little bit. And maybe he's definitely past Kyrie.
Listen, I'll take him over those guys.
He's somewhere between 5 and 10.
I got him at 3. I got him at 3 right behind Durant and LeBron right now. I really do because the – and listen, this is the same dope who was sitting here 2 weeks ago talking about how I didn't respect everything that he's been doing because it didn't look the same as it's done as it has in the finals.
Can we put that out to the people? Can we put that – I know we have a question – for the first hour, too. What was the first hour question, right?
Well, we were getting into the super team stuff. We were getting into also where this title now would rank at what it actually means in the league when you consider everything that happened this year and all the players that were out. Where, for me, this is a legitimate title. I do think there's no doubt that We could sit here and very easily say, if Kevin Durant didn't wear a sneaker that was two sizes too big,
right,
the Bucks would have been home 2 weeks ago and Giannis would have been over in Mykonos.
Yeah, but everybody can say that because Kawhi wouldn't have won if KD went.
Exactly. It's an easy thing to say.
Yeah, it's
I don't
easy.
Like doing it.
Yeah, so
I don't like delegitimizing this championship. I don't think.
Because we got to say that about the bubble championship that LeBron got then. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because like, he won in the bubble. He was able to keep his team together. Like, Pandemic Pete freaked out and other guys freaked out. You know what I mean? And he was able to keep his team
there
together.
There are championships that mean more than others.
Right.
And I think this will be one that others will mean more than it.
Right. You know how they legitimize this one? If they can win another one. Like,
If they win another one.
Right.
And we already know, according to Caesars William Hill and basically everybody in Vegas right now, they're only the third favorite to win a title next year.
Yeah. I don't see them even coming close. I don't see them getting to the Eastern Conference Finals next year because I think all the other teams are going to level up. But I tell you what, I would ask the people, where does Giannis rank in your opinion? Where does Giannis rank in your opinion now amongst the greats in this game?
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's listen to Giannis last night after the game talking about what this championship meant for him.
I started playing basketball just to, you know, help my family, you know, try to get them out of the struggle, you know, the challenges we were facing when we were kids. But, man, I never thought, you know, I'm going to be 26 years old, you know, with my team, playing the NBA Finals, just playing. And, like, I was just happy just being a part, like, you know, not even winning, just being a part of this journey, you know. And but I never thought ever when I'd be 26, you know, I'd be sitting in this chair with this right here and this right here. Man, we've come a long way. You know, don't let nobody tell you what you can be and what you cannot do. You know, people told me I can't make free throws. I made my free throws tonight, and I'm a freaking champion. I made them and I'm supposed to make them. You know, but I'm joking. Actually, I'm not, but yeah, just believe, man. Just I hope I give people around the world, from Africa, from Europe, give them hope, you know, that it can be done.
He is an incredibly easy guy to root for, and from all accounts is a really terrific guy, and you feel good about what he was able to do in Milwaukee, but I do think his thought process on this not being a super team and really playing up the fact that it would have been easy to go somewhere else, you know, that's probably a bit much because they did go out and give Milwaukee credit for going out and addressing what needed to be addressed to help him win a championship. And getting Tucker and getting Drew Holiday were things that they absolutely had to do after what happened last year.
And going to get Portis as well. Another long, big, versatile body, right? So, like, they went out and they instead of what he's saying is he didn't go join one, but that doesn't mean they didn't bring him one, right?
Right.
Because they brought him, you know, they gave up a haul for Drew Holiday and what he was able to do. They realized they had enough scoring. This was a team that led the league in scoring, right, the last couple of years, right? You know, average per game. What they didn't have is they didn't have that grit and that toughness. And Drew Holiday, even though he didn't put up great numbers offensively, what he was able to do defensively and wearing Booker down.
Amazing.
Booker, you know, was 0-for-7 from 3. That's because his legs were tired.
Yep.
Like, everything was coming up short. That means because they were getting picked up and they were putting those two mean bodies, like I told you, P.J. Tucker, like Buck Williams with that chest hair, he just put that heavy weight on you. He leaned on you. He's aggravating. And Drew Holiday's always in a good position.
And always even in when the backcourt, like we talked about. Always in the backcourt.
Like, you get no rest.
They did not set as many screens in the backcourt as I thought they would to try to help out. They did a few times. But
clearly they didn't listen to our show yesterday.
Well, apparently not. But on the flip side of this is Chris Paul as one of the all-time great point guards in this league. We're going to get to the calls in a second. 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776. What does this do now for Chris Paul's legacy? Because we know that he's not quitting. He said as much last night. But if he doesn't win a championship, that is still going to be a massive hole in his overall legacy, resume, however you want to put it. We know he's a Hall of Famer, but I got to be honest, being a Hall of Famer in the NBA these days and in basketball these days, it's not special. It's It's different. It is special, but it's not like going to some of the other halls of fame.
Right, because it's like your contribution to basketball. So they take
right. There are a lot of guys who are like that.
They take your college consideration, a lot of the European guys, your Olympic resume, all that stuff matters. It ain't just what you did when you went against the best in the world.
I think that as much as he can sit there and talk about the fact that he's not going to retire, it's getting harder. And he's going to have to go and join that super team. And listen to him last night after the game addressing everything going into this and losing.
For me, it just means back to work. Back to work. You know, none more, none less. Ain't no moral victories or whatnot. We sort of saw what it takes to get there. And, you know, hopefully we see what it takes to get, you know, past that.
Okay, that's fine. But do you think that Chris Paul today believes his best chance to win a championship is re-signing with Phoenix after he opts out with these guys?
No.
Or is it in L.A. with the Lakers?
I think it's with L.A. with the Lakers. And listen,
when he says we, hopefully we see this. Hopefully you see this.
Chris Paul isn't Damon Lillard. Chris Paul isn't Giannis, right? He's a guy that has asked to leave before. He asked to leave New Orleans. Yeah, I mean, he maybe comes full circle. Maybe, you know, him and Kobe would have had those championships if the NBA hadn't blocked him from going to the Lakers a long time ago when he's a member of New Orleans, right? So maybe it's coming full circle. We talk about the synergy that Milwaukee had, you know, talking about what Jennings said and Bucks and Six and all that stuff, how it came full circle. Well, maybe Chris Paul's finally going to get to the destination that he was destined to go to before. And maybe instead of Kobe, it's another great player in LeBron, in which he can go back with the Banana Boat crew and seal the deal and help LeBron cement his legacy as LeBron still chasing Michael Jordan, trying to get six titles so he can just squash the debate about who's the best.
And this was a team that was up 2-0 in the finals, and they lose 4 straight. Let's listen to Monty Williams after the game last night.
You know, I've never dealt with this kind of hurt as a head coach. And I don't know. I just think that, you know, when you go through something like this for the first time, you don't expect to get this far. And so from that standpoint, what a huge accomplishment by our players to get to the playoffs for the first time and get all the way to the finals and have a chance to play for a championship. Like, that's hard to process. You typically get to the first round and you're done. And you learn, and then you try to get to the second round. We got all the way to the finals, and that hasn't been lost in my thinking. There's just a pain that goes with your season being over, but I've never dealt with this. And so, you know, I'm grateful, like I said, but I know this is going to hurt for a while.
And Monty Williams last night went over to the Bucks locker room.
Wacky D. They should have sprayed his ass with – I would have hit him with the court.
He went over and spoke to the Bucks team after losing the championship. It's a classy thing to do.
If you want to speak to us, then you speak at your press conference. I'm in mid-shake of my champagne. Here you coming in trying to give us our flowers and roses. We don't need that from you. We don't want validation from you. At the end of the day, you still the enemy, man. Nobody want to hear that. You just want to come over and check our swag out so you can steal some info so you can go over and see how winners celebrate.
Steal some info?
He want to see how winners celebrate. Like, much like when people stay out there when the confetti come down, they want to see the other team celebrate. Nah, that's what he was doing. It was no reason for him to go over there. Wow. He could have got the same thing accomplished. And if I'm a player, I'm saying, man, you're a sucker, man. I'm be going over there, like, kissing their butt and giving them roses. Like, they won. They were the better team. We ain't going over there and put our arm around their players and talk and get, oh, that was great. Man, come on, man. Stop that, man.
You're such a hater. Jay and
you
Brooklyn.
Know I'm a hater. I hate my gums because they black.
You're not helping me. Jay in Brooklyn is up next. On Bart and Han. Jay, what's up, buddy?
Peace to all my Moors and Mazans across the world. Listen, I must say that, Bart, you're on to something in regards to these teams. This year, it kind of panned out for them, but the rest of those other teams, as far as the Clippers, the Atlanta Hawks, and the other final team, I think out of all those teams, I think the Milwaukee Bucks have the best opportunity of putting themselves back in a position again.
I got to tell you, at 9-1, I would jump on the Bucks. I would give it a shot. I would absolutely give it a shot for next year.
Yeah, I mean, but listen, it's going to be some major moves, right? It's going to be some major shakeups, right? And, like, the power is going to swing because if Ben Simmons get out of there, you know he's bringing a hole back. And, you know, and if Embiid is in shape like he was this year, that was the MVP of this league. He just couldn't stay healthy enough. You know what I mean? And you look at KD being back. And people forget that Dinwiddie was out too. And people are like, oh, Dinwiddie, what is he? Well, Dinwiddie is that fourth scorer. He's that guy that lights up the second unit, right? And he may or may not, he wants to get paid. Mm-hmm. But we know that Brooklyn's not afraid of luxury tax, and Brooklyn has to get desperate because they only really have one more year with Kyrie and KD. And so they got to go – they talk about pushing chips into the middle of the table. They got to go and go over the luxury tax because this is a failed experiment. If these guys came together, KD and Kyrie, they didn't play the first year. They had an opportunity, should have been the favorite. And next year they're definitely going to be the favorite. But if they can't stay healthy, they can't win. And they got to say, we need a better guy than Joe Harris to depend on in case one of our guys go down.
Nets are at plus 225 to win the championship, according to Caesars William Hill next year, followed by the Lakers at 4-1. And then 9-1, the Bucks. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Roy in Virginia is next on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. What's up, Roy?
Hey, guys. So I just wanted to say three things. Dogecoin, Man Buns, and the Phoenix Suns. Three trends that I've fell for recently and totally messed me up.
Hang on a second. Dogecoin and the Suns, I get. Man Bun? You fell for the Man Bun?
It was a couple years ago.
It was a thing.
I know it was a thing. That doesn't mean it was a good thing.
Did you not listen to me yesterday?
It wasn't.
Did you not listen to me when I said that Scott Foster, I told you to double down on the Bucks? You didn't listen to your boy?
Exactly. I'll tell you, I think come the fall, you should have a Bart's gambling expertise segment. In other words, there are background type rules that you need to pay attention to when it comes to betting that Bart will give you insight on that others will not. Just to give you just a brief example, why don't you bet against the team or why don't you bet on the road team in Miami for 1 o'clock games?
Because South Beach is undefeated. They got the strippers and the ex-girl and the girlfriends on the side waiting at the hotel. They ain't going to have no legs.
See, I didn't even expect that. I mean,
Carlin's official statement, no comment.
Eli in Iowa, next. Eli, what's up?
Hey, I just want to mainly come back to that idea where, like you said earlier, KD was one shoe size away from winning that series against the Bucks.
But that's always though, right?
That earned a lot of respect for me. I was kind of a little bit of a KD hater before that. I'm a huge Bucks fan too. But a lot of people seem to be overlooking James Harden and saying, well, he didn't come back healthy. He came back at 60%. And if that's true, which I do believe it is, why was James Harden calling off multiple double teams that the Brooklyn Nets were trying to put on Giannis when he was in the paint? When it comes down to that close of a game, that close of a series.
Well, that was on James Harden.
But James has stopped him. Now, James is stronger because what he's saying is, hey, this guy doesn't have the strength to back me down because people don't realize how strong James Harden is. And he's saying, hey, if you guys collapse, they got great three-point shooters. Remember, the Bucks were one of the best three-point shooting teams in the league. So he's saying, hey, man, don't collapse, man. Let's make him make shots. Let's not give guys open looks.
Hayden is in Ohio up next on
Hayden?
ESPN Radio.
I like
Radio.
That name because I'm a Hayden. Hayden. I be Hayden.
What's up?
Come on, Mr. 313. You can't hate on Hayden.
Hey,
guys. Thanks for taking the call. I just wanted to say, you know, I really appreciate what Bart was saying, talking about not being a prisoner of the moment. But, man, that said, what you guys were talking about this morning on, you know, on the morning show, Bart, about his stats in the finals, being the first one to have a 50-burger in a finals close against since what, like the 60s? This guy's 26 years old. Yeah. I mean, I am the Nick Wright of Toledo, Ohio. I mean, I am the guy that is for the last 15 plus years, man. Yeah, I mean, I am a LeBron guy till I die, but it is watching these, not even just the finals, just the whole playoffs. I'm like, man, I think someone else is wearing the crown. I know KD and LeBron are certainly in the discussion. But I mean, I think until next season, I just think the young man in Milwaukee's earned the respect to, you know, wear the crown.
Well, I think he gets to share the crown, right? You can make the argument if you say he's one, two, or three. I think that's a win for him because he's elevated his status. And listen, you don't just become great because you win one. You're talking about LeBron, who's won, what, four? You're talking about KD, who's won two, right? And he's an MVP of this league, too. And he's one of the most skilled at what he does as well. Like, Giannis is the best at what he does. I think outside of Zion and his ability to pretty much put up double digits or 20-plus points and all his shots are less than 8 feet from the basket, I think outside of that, those two are the best at getting it to the paint no matter what you do.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who save with Progressive save over $700 on average. Call or click today and find out if we could save you hundreds on your car insurance. Up next, yeah, Giannis, he put up a 50-piece last night. And you know what? He put up a 50-piece again today. What am I talking about? You will find out in just moments. That's right, my friend. There's a little bit of mystery to it. On ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
It's on who can bring it home next year. We're digging in deep Thursday morning with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin only on ESPN Radio.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Han.
He is from Minnesota.
That's the same, technically?
Well, it's not the same state. No.
Okay, my bad. I don't know. Listen, man, I failed geometry. I tell you what. And it just geography. Let me tell you something. Hey, I am proud of my associate's degree, my certificates for my weekend classes. I'm only 13 credits from my semi-bachelor's. Yeah, so you know
what is
the category.
A semi-bachelor's? I've never even heard of that one.
Well, that's the space like in between like your associates and your bachelor's. So like it's like
I didn't know there was one.
It's like year three, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I know.
At least they
know.
Told me that was a thing. I can't take that paper, and then when they ask you how much college time you got, I'm like 3/4.
All I know is at my graduation, my mom showed up. First thing she did was look in the program, make sure there wasn't an asterisk next to my name. It is Chris Carlin, Bart Scott on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus, brought to you by Credit Karma. Visit creditkarma.com/winmoney to open your free account and start winning instant karma. Credit Karma money. Progress starts here. Let us hit some audio files.
The audio file.
First up. Yesterday, Tampa Bay Buccaneers visiting the White House. Now, I don't know what was going on with Bruce Arians. We'll get to that in a minute.
Please,
but Tom Brady was up there joking around, and it was Shecky Brady, who apparently had some material written for him as he was speaking about the Buccaneers championship season.
And what he's saying is,
I think about 40% of the people still don't think we won.
I understand that.
You understand that, Mr. President?
I understand that.
Yeah. And personally, you know, it's nice for me to be back here. We had a game in Chicago where I forgot what down it was. I lost track of one down in 21 years of playing. And they started calling me Sleepy Tom. Why would they do that to me?
That's gold.
Yeah, don't quit your day job. The only person that has the perfect timing, like, nobody does it better than Peyton Manning. Like, he's the coolest nerd. Yeah. He looks like a dork, But he's the coolest dude ever. He's perfect comedically. Like Tom Brady got the cleft chin. He's all handsome, looks like a model, married to a supermodel. But he just does. He missed me. It fell flat.
Here's what I want to know. How much did he pay to have those jokes written?
I bet you Jimmy Kimmel people wrote it for him.
You think so?
Yeah. He's connected. Gratis? Yeah, he's connected. He called Ben, and Ben called somebody like, oh, I got a writer for you.
I would want the satisfaction of not just writing horrible jokes for him, but having him fork over money for it.
Exactly.
That's what I would want. Now, on the flip side, what was going on with Bruce Arians yesterday? I hesitate to joke about it because I was like worried about his blood pressure. I have never seen a redder man. It was purple his face yesterday.
He looked like Mr. Krabs from SpongeBob, man. Like he looked like he fell asleep at the beach and forgot. Like he's tired. I mean, everybody knows how hard a worker he is.
But then he decided to have his suit and his shirt match his sunburn.
It's like Merlot. Like he was burnt Merlot. Like it was amazing, man. It was like crazy. It's like I thought he's about to pop. The only man I've ever seen that looked like that is when Fred Smoots said that Mike Shanahan looked like a lobster. And Mr. Krabs is an option, so I guess it makes sense.
It's fair.
Can we have a side-by-side? Are we good enough to do that? Maybe not. Tomorrow, we'll go on our social media, and we'll put up a side-by-side of Bruce Arians next to Mike Shanahan when Fred Smoot called him a lobster.
Best tweet I saw yesterday. Jeff Bezos went to space. Apparently, Bruce Arians went to the sun. He was pretty good.
People don't say that Bezos had a fourth person. Bruce Arians was outside the pod, and he got too close to the sun.
Sticking to the NFL yesterday, there was not good news for the Rams as they lost Cam Akers for the season because of a torn Achilles. Yeah. Sean McVay, the head coach, was on with Max Kellerman here on ESPN Radio yesterday afternoon.
The first thing is you just feel so bad for him because he's doing everything right. He's working hard. I think he was really put in a good position, you know, based on the way he finished and how strong and how much confidence he built based on the production he had and just the consistency that he approached every single day with. And it's a bummer, but, you know, you put your arm around him, you support him. I know he's going to attack the rehab the right way, and then it gives guys an opportunity to step up in his absence.
Now, we talked about Henderson being a solid option as far as replacing him.
Only 1 yard less rushing than him last year.
Right. But the thing to remember, though, is, as you pointed out, you're going to need to get a veteran in there to be the backup. And I'm sure the phone was ringing off the hook yesterday for Les Snead of agents trying to track him down. Now, the one thing I'd say is, of the veterans that are out there right now, Le'Veon Bell,
Duke Johnson,
LeSean McCoy, who do you want to bring in if you're the Rams at this point?
Well, they're definitely not bringing Todd Gurley back, even though Todd Gurley understands the offense.
Yeah.
Devontae Freeman is available as well. He's a nice, gritty dude. He's only 27 years old.
He can catch the ball, too.
Yeah, he can catch the ball. He's a tough guy in between the tackles. But the reason why you need to bring in a veteran guy, because third down is important. And you have to be able to be a dual threat. You got to be able to pick up the blitz package, but you also got to have soft enough hands that when you release, that the quarterback can depend on you. Remember, Matthew Stafford's a guy that only, I think, 8 times out of his entire career with the Lions have he had a 100-yard rusher in the game. And I'm not saying like 3 years. I'm saying like me. I'm not saying 8 years. I'm saying 8 times. Mm-hmm. Only 8 times ever in his career has he had a 100-yard rusher.
All right, so which of those guys do you want?
I like Duke Johnson because you think about how McVay wants to spread the field and utilize, especially with DeSean Jackson being able to stretch the field if he can stay healthy. You know, remember, Duke Johnson is only 27 years old. He can get in the slot. A lot of times Cleveland and Houston utilize him as a slot receiver. So imagine being able to have a running back and you have to respect him as a running back and they break the empty. You know, it should be advantage. And it's all about matchups in this league.
Okay. Then we know about Giannis's performance last night, 50 in a closeout game. Yep, absolutely. Drop and give me 50.
He dropped and gave him 50 points?
He did. And then today, went and got 50 again.
He went and got 50 again. How you get 50 today, crazy?
Well, take a listen. As he was on his Instagram Live at the drive-thru.
Oh, man. Hey, what up, Bloody? Bloody, what up, man? Whoa. Hey, back scene six. Bucks in six.
Where's the security? He ain't got no security guard in there?
No, he just drove to the drive-thru with Chick-fil-A.
Every once in a while, you got to tase somebody, though. I don't see nobody in the passenger seat. Just him?
Just him. That was it. And he had the Larry O'Brien trophy with him, and he went and ordered a 50-piece. No joke. Right at Chick-fil-A, ordered a 50-piece. See, I respect that.
50-piece.
That's tremendous.
You know why he needed a 50-piece? All that malt liquor he consumed. You need to suck it up, and nothing better than greasy food.
I don't know, man. He looked like maybe there wasn't a ton of partying last night. Looked like he was in real good shape. Like he looked like he was on his way to shoot around.
It looked like his wife is preggo, right? I think it looked like she was preggo. Pregnant, right? It looked like she was like that. So she's probably, you bring your butt home. Anybody be out there because you know they out in them streets. You saw them people in the Deer District. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, 65,000, Mike Breen was saying, there were outside last night in addition to
that everybody in Milwaukee?
20,000. It's not far off. It's not far off. And the only other performance that I would ever put on that same level that I saw, at least, or remember seeing barely, was Magic in 1980. Yeah. Magic Johnson against the Sixers. Kareem gets hurt. He's a rookie at 6'9".
Fresh off a national championship.
Exactly. And goes and plays center in the game against Chocolate Thunder, Daryl Dawkins.
Yeah.
And puts up 42 and 15.
Played all other five positions.
Yeah. Other than that, I can't put anybody else on that level.
See, but nobody has seen that, right? So they don't understand that. So let me make the young kids of today understand what this performance was. Remember when KD put the team on his back for 49 and he was hitting threes? He hit 50 with twos.
Yeah.
So that's making more baskets. And not only that, he was crazy on the defensive side of the ball as well. So that if you heard all the love that Kevin Durant got for that performance, plus that, because Giannis upped them one.
Absolutely dominating last night in every way possible. And I don't think you can overstate what an incredible performance that was when you factor in that it is a closeout game.
Oh.
Because that makes it all the more difficult.
Justin, Lakers eyeing Chris Paul. that didn't take long. Oh, according to Bleacher Report, Lakers eyeing Chris Paul.
I'm stunned. Oh. I'm stunned. Giannis, absolutely amazing. And now Chris Paul has to figure out exactly where he's going to get his championship, whether it's opting out and staying in Phoenix or headed to L.A. It is Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Power your passions during Dell's Black Friday in July event with up to $400 off the latest Dell XPS computers and Alienware systems, all powered by Intel Core processors. Save on top brand electronics, plus free shipping on everything. Just call 800-BUY-DELL. That's 800-BUY-DELL. Chris Carlin, Bart Scott on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. Up next, more opportunities for you to get in on Giannis, where he now stands in the league, where this championship ranks, and if it's a legitimate championship. Plus, an absolutely bizarre moment yesterday at a college football media day that you have to know about. It's on the way. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Hey, it's Greeny, and after the Bucks became the latest team to snap a long championship-free drought, the question is, which will be the next to do it? We'll have that answer, and so will you. See you then. It's Greeny, starting 10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Bart and Hahn.
Bizarre moment with Deion Sanders yesterday. ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance, protecting small businesses with specialized coverage for commercial vehicles. More at progressivecommercial.com. Chris Carlin, Bart Scott, Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Deion yesterday at the Southwestern Athletic Conference Media Days as head coach at Jackson State. Mm-hmm. Strange moment with one of the reporters. Take a listen to what Deion had to say.
Nick Suss, you're up.
Hey, Deion, I was just wondering if you could...
Oh, let's back up a little bit. You don't call Nick Saban Nick. Don't call me Deion now, okay?
I call Nick Saban Nick.
No, you don't. No, you don't. That's a lie. If you call Nick Nick, you know you'll get cussed out on the spot. So don't do that to me. Treat me like Nick.
Okay, Deion. All right.
And Deion just walks away. And he had kind of a smile on his face.
That's how he rolls, though.
But I have to say, I mean, I get it, but reporters do call Nick Saban Nick all the time.
Yeah, but once he says, like, call me, don't call me Deion. Like, Deion a smile on your face, but he'd be dead serious. Like, remember, for those out there that don't know, Deion is a teammate of mine, right? Mm-hmm. And, like, what he's saying is, like, I understand that I'm making a transition from being a personality and being a great player, but now I want to respect as a coach. You have to add coach to it. Like, the other day, I was on KJZ. I was working and hosting whatever, and Jeff Van Gundy came on. Mm-hmm. And I made sure that I said, you know what, I'm sorry, coach, I didn't give you the respect, you know, because you've earned that title. Mm-hmm. It's like saying somebody is a doctor or captain or sergeant. And for me, whenever I talk to a coach, I always call him coach because that is something that's earned. And Deion may feel.
No, I get that, but isn't it just for the guys that actually play for him to call him coach?
No. I never played for Jeff Van Gundy.
No, I know, but like to me.
That's a term of respect, right? Mm-hmm. And Deion wants his respect as you can call him Deion when you're interviewing him as prime time,
right?
You can call him prime, but when he's telling you in that environment, you don't know me like that, right? You're a reporter. Address me with a term of respect early on. Trust me, I know Deion.
Yeah.
I've seen that same smile before he smacked the hell out of you.
Yeah,
right. And like it's like when he's like he was trying to give him a out. He's like, come on, you don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Like that's how you know he's serious. He may be smiling, but that's his personality. He gonna say it in a smiling way, but he was dead serious. He said, "Don't call me Nick." And even if people do call Nick, like he don't know that, right?
Right.
And his perception is they call him Coach Saban, and especially if you're that guy look green, right? And I'm saying that he works for HBCU. So this dude might be some type of local conference. They ain't in a big conference. They ain't no big-time dude that have earned his respect. This ain't who's the guy that does the college for us?
Paul Feinbaum.
This ain't Feinbaum saying Nick. Like, you can say that because you've earned that right? But this dude, like, come on, man. This dude look way behind his ears. He ain't never talked to nobody of prime stature. I'm Coach Sanders to you.
Okay.
Right. I can call him prime. I call him Deion.
I'm telling you, I see reporters all over the country. I interviewed Nick Saban once. I called him Nick. Wasn't a problem.
Yeah, but
he didn't know me.
Yeah, but he just told him, like, hey, man, like, don't do that. Like, and when he said don't do that, like, he's been serious. Like, and when he a coach, like, don't do that. Before we start, don't do that. Don't call me Deion. Like, you know.
But then he got up and walked away.
Yeah, because he doubled down on it. You know what I'm saying? Because he told you not to do something, and you smiled back and said, okay, Deion. Like, bro, I just told you, and I tried to tell you in a comforting way where it wouldn't be awkward to anybody watching this. And, like, I'm kind of setting you straight and telling you, like, I prefer to be called, whether people call Nick or whatever, I prefer to be treated with the level of respect that I think that Nick Saban gets because I want to be considered a coach. So call me Coach Sanders.
Okay.
Or Coach Deion. You can call me Coach Deion or Coach Sanders, but you can't just call me Deion, like we boys.
I think he made it a bigger deal though by getting up and walking away.
Nah, because no, you're not about to get what you want if you're not gonna respect me. Like if it's not a level of respect, then I'm not giving you nothing to print. Peace, deuces.
Barton Hahn coming to you live above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. Guess what? Peace, deuces.
You should have asked me, man. I would have just had Deion come on the show and explain himself.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.